Thanks so much for joining us as we are working our way through 30 days of just trying to learn how to pray in a deeper way. That's the simple objective and purpose of our time as we begin this new year. Acts 2:43. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. After Jesus ascended to heaven, the Holy Spirit descended, and just as Jesus promised. Filled with the Holy Spirit, the apostles began to speak in the native tongue of all those who gathered in Jerusalem for the day of Pentecost. Now, some made fun of them, and others accused them of being drunk. But at the end of the day, check this out, 3,000 people trusted in Jesus as their Savior. I'd say that's a pretty good day, wouldn't you? This group devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Acts 2:42. And everyone was filled with a sense of awe. Now, don't miss the progression. They devoted themselves to the teaching of Scripture. So they were reading God's Word on a daily basis. They committed themselves to each other. They understood that the mark of a disciple was to love one another. They remembered the cross work of Christ by taking communion together. They knew that taking communion was the remembrance of what Jesus had done on the cross. They engaged in personal communication with God. They prayed. And after those things, being in Scripture, committed to each other, remembering what Jesus did, praying to God, then what? They were filled with awe. See, far too many Christians want to be filled with awe before going through the progressions. They just don't have much interest in Scripture, fellowship, communion, and prayer, but they want to be filled with awe. Well, today's passage reminds us that God leads us to awe by the basic disciplines of the faith. Father, remind us that awe follows the progression of building trust, relationship, partnership with you through your word, worship, connection, and personal communication. Fill us with awe as we fill ourselves with you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.